So this goes without saying, but as a Christian, we should be reading our Bible. That being said, if you're new to Christianity, you may be wondering, yeah, but where do I start? How do I start? How do I make sense out of anything that's in the Bible? Maybe you're not, quote, new to Christianity, but you've never really given reading the Bible a real shot. Well, we're going to talk about it today, because if we're going to be spiritually strong, it starts with picking up the book. Are you just so tired of feeling broken? Do you want to take a deep breath and know that everything's going to be okay? That even when you slip, you have something to fall back on? Listen, I see you. Welcome to the Broken to Bless podcast. Here you'll find answers as we shine a light on some of the deepest inner struggles and spiritual battles we face today. My mission is to help you build a strong foundation of faith, kick old mindset habits to the curb, and refocus on what really matters. Hi there, I'm Randy, a wife, a mom, and saved by grace. I've struggled with depression, anxiety, and addiction issues since forever. But after surrendering to God in 2020, my life did a 180. He gave me a new heart, a new purpose, and a new life. It didn't matter that I was broken, because I'm made whole with Him, and you can be too. It's never too late for us to be redeemed. God has a good plan for each of us and a path for restoration. So if you're ready to live by faith, find peace, be present, and trust where your life is going, then listen up. It's time to let go of who you think you are and step into who God created you to be. Let's do this. Bible reading. How do you do it? Number one question, right? I know, there is a lot of excuses we can give ourselves to procrastinate about reading the Bible. I myself have made many excuses. In fact, if you want to hear a list of excuses I gave myself, plus learn how to set a habit of reading the Bible daily, check out episode 21 of the podcast. Now, maybe you're not like me. Maybe you're like, okay, it's not about procrastinating. I just really don't get it. It's overwhelming to start reading the Bible. I understand that too. I really do. Because it is, okay? The thought of picking up the Bible and reading it in its entirety is very overwhelming. Hence the excuses, though, about procrastinating. If it's overwhelming, you may be putting it off. Because you're like, I don't see how I can wrap my head around this. Anyway, I don't want this episode to be boring or too long, so we gonna cut to the chase. Because honestly, while I want to provide you with some tips and things to get you started reading, the listening to me talking about reading the Bible isn't reading the Bible. The talking about it to other people about how you really need to start reading isn't reading the Bible. The reading about reading the Bible isn't reading the Bible. We just have to start, y'all. And that means that we're going to make mistakes. Honestly, we're going to sometimes have a hard time connecting, especially in the beginning, because it's easier for our brains to just listen to podcasts or watch videos instead. We are a microwave society, after all. You've probably heard that. We want things instant, and reading the Bible and studying it, that's not instant. It feels very, very hard at first, but we have to start. So, recommendations. I'm going to list a few books of the Bible that are good places to start and why. And then that way you can decide, if you haven't started reading the Bible, you can decide where to start. Because the cool thing about Bible reading is that we don't have to start on page one and read from Genesis to Revelation. I mean, you can, but you don't have to. That's pretty cool. We can skip around, skip large sections, read the same book over and over and over. There's not really a wrong answer on where to start. But it's all about what you need, what you're looking for. That's going to give you the spark, whatever it is that's going to give you the spark to keep going. Because in the beginning, we need a spark. Eventually, after you've had the spark and read through most of the books, you'll be able to tackle some of those more, quote, boring books, you know, like Numbers, I'm looking at you. Anyway, so without further ado, here are my recommendations for where to start reading in the Bible. All right, number one, the Gospels. Duh. This is probably the most recommended place to start because we are going to start right off with Jesus. You can start in Matthew and read all four in order, or you can start in John. John in particular, I think, is a great place to start because it's just written differently than the others. It's really, really good. And I'm not going to spend a large portion of time here debating translations, but I recommend reading the Gospels in either the KJV or the ESV or the New KJV. I just think they pack more of a punch when it comes to the Chronicles of Jesus, but it's up to you, okay? I don't think that there's really a wrong place to start in the Gospels. When I started in Matthew. The one thing about reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in order is that you're going to see a lot of repeats, which isn't bad, by the way. But if you just want to start with like just a solid story and you want to hear about, you know, the miracles of Jesus and just get like this really great perspective, I really do like the book of John a lot. So, first place you can start, the Gospels. Number two, the life of David. I absolutely love the life and the story of David. It's so, so good. Probably my favorite Bible character, honestly. Especially for those of us who've struggled or are struggling with addiction and feel like life is just hard and we are running constantly. Okay, dude, read David. Read about David's life. His story continues to amaze me, and he is considered to be a quote, type of Christ, in that many things in his story mirror Christ or point towards the coming of the Messiah. And I really love that. So good. If you want to start reading about David, you can find that in 1 and 2 Samuel. David is introduced in 1 Samuel 16, but I really suggest starting at the beginning of 1 Samuel because you'll just get some really good backstory that's necessary to understand like the big picture. Well, I think anyway. I also really like reading David's story in the NIV translation. Just personal preference, but throwing that out there. Number three, Romans. Romans. If you just want to skip to the New Testament and get, you know, like all the feels, you can start in Romans. I remember seeing someone speak at an event like a year or so ago, and he said that if you were on a deserted island, all you would need to know can be found in the book of Romans. And I have to agree with him. It's really just breaking down sin, God's righteous judgment, his faithfulness, and most importantly, our peace and hope that can be found through Jesus Christ. Okay, Romans 5:1-5 says, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." So beautiful. I love it. If you decide to start here, you can just sail through 1st and 2nd Corinthians and onward to the end of the Bible. All these little books at the end are just really good, and they definitely give you all the feels, all the good feels. The application, really, of living a Christian life and walking the Christian walk. So I recommend Romans. Number four, Psalms. If you want to just read poetry, if you're into that sort of thing, and read about the attributes of God, read Psalms, y'all. Many of them were written by David, so this could be a great side study to David if you're reading that too. But I just really love the Psalms. Whenever I get stuck somewhere else in the Bible, I just flip over to Psalms. Because life is a struggle. And I think that reading the Psalms can just be so encouraging when you're feeling very stuck in life. And when, you know, those low periods where you're having a hard time connecting to some of the chapters of the Bible, I always go back to Psalms because it's always going to point me towards Christ. It's always going to remind me of God's love and His mercy and His faithfulness. And that's just a really great place to be. Number 5, Proverbs. One thing I love to do is read a proverb a day. There are 31 chapters in Proverbs and roughly 31 days in a month. What do you know? So a good place to start is on the first of the month, start in Proverbs 1. Then read one a day. So let's say you get to Proverbs 10 and well, you missed the 11th day of the month. That's okay. Just come back on the 12th and just read Proverbs 12. I prefer to read Proverbs in the NIV translation. I just feel like they're more straightforward and it's just easier for my brain to get, honestly. And you know what? Highlight it. Highlight the Proverbs that you love. This is really cool to do when you do it for multiple months in a row. You can see what you found inspiring the month before, and the month before that, and the month before that. If you come across a proverb that you've already highlighted, underline it. Okay, and then underline it again. Highlight it in a different color. You know what happens when you start to read Proverbs over and over? You memorize it. Yes, yes, yes. You memorize. Yay! So if you're looking to memorize good stuff, this is a great place to start. Read Proverbs over and over and over. And lastly, number 6. I would recommend, yeah, you start in Genesis. That's not a wrong answer here. And read up through Exodus, stopping at Leviticus and skipping around from there, because that's when the struggle bus is for real. Personal opinion. Yeah, you know, you're starting from the beginning, but some people prefer that, you know, and I enjoy and have enjoyed reading about Jacob, which is one of my favorite stories in the Bible. And of course, Moses. I just recommend stopping at Leviticus because once you start hitting the laws, it can really just like suck the wind out of your sails if you're new to Bible reading. And the point is that we just keep it interesting so that we're encouraged to keep going, to keep coming back again and again. And once we have momentum, you know, you'll naturally on your own want to go back and tackle some of those more difficult books of the Bible. But it's important that we keep that spark in the beginning so that we gain momentum. That's important, okay? No shame in that. You know where I started reading the Bible? You're gonna laugh. Revelations. Yep, that's where I started. I told my pastor, like a month or so after I started attending church, I said, hey, I started reading the Bible. And he said, awesome. Where did you start? And I said, Revelations. The look on his face, y'all. Priceless. Priceless. But I wanted to know how it ended. I was like, it is 2020. Things are falling apart. I need answers like now. I want to know what happens. Anyway. So there's no wrong place to start. There really isn't, because I started in Revelations, but then you know what I did after that? I went to the Gospels. I went to the Gospels and I started there. And it was good. And now, you know, I've read the Bible at least in its entirety one time. I've read some books multiple times. It's an ongoing study. And, you know, you just have to start. If you continue to tell yourself that you can't do it, you're not smart enough, you don't have time, you're just never going to start. And you're missing out. You're missing out on having the sword of the Spirit, your armor. Just like I talked in our last episode, you have to have your armor. You are missing an opportunity for spiritual growth. And it is a study. And yes, it's going to be hard. But you know what? All things are possible with God, okay? And knowing His Word, opening His Word every day, it's making a commitment. It's making a commitment, but a good one. You are going to be sowing those seeds in your heart, and it's going to make real change in your life over time. You might not see it at first, but eventually you will stand back and go, wow, I have come so far. I have come so far. What I didn't understand before, I totally get now. And the word is living. It is a living word. You know, I've met people that they've read the Bible like 20 times, and they still say that every time they read it, they find something new because it's a living word. So anyway, I do hope that these recommendations have helped you. It's my opinion, of course, but remember, there's not really a wrong answer. Point is, you start. And if you start to get discouraged along the way, stop and course correct. Just don't stop reading entirely. So that's it for today. I pray that this episode has blessed you and that you pick up your Bible and actually start reading. Remember, if we're praying and talking to God daily, but we're not in His Word, it's like we're having a one-way conversation. We need to get into the Bible so we can hear God speak to us through His Word. For more on building your faith, please head over to brokentoblessed.com and be sure to sign up for my weekly email. I send out an encouraging email once a week and, of course, give you any updates you may need about the podcast. Have a blessed day, and I'll catch you next time.